NPR poll, 54% of Americans agree Biden's border crisis an invasion, including 40% of Democrats. By Neil Monroe on August 19, 2022. A majority of Americans say President Joe Biden is allowing a southern border invasion. According to a poll commissioned by the Left of Center, taxpayer-supported National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority includes 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. Just 19% of all respondents, or 1 in 5, said the term is false. Joel Rose, a pro-migration NPR journalist, lamented the mainstream 3-to-1 public judgment revealed by the July 28 to 29 survey of 1,116 adults, saying, Republican leaders are increasingly framing the situation as an invasion. Immigrant advocates say the word has a long history in white nationalist circles, and warn that such extreme rhetoric could provoke more violence against immigrants. Still, the polling shows that the word invasion has been embraced by a wide range of Americans to describe what's happening at the border. We are not actually screening enough people to make it safe for the rest of the country, said poll respondent Michael Cisterno, a Republican from Nevada, in a follow-up interview. We, the people of the United States, really don't have control over who's coming in, and where they're going or what they're going to do when they get there. If they're criminals, if they're not criminals, Cisterno said. Many migrants also credit Biden for the inflow. He promised the Haitian community he will help them. One migrant told Fox News in June 2022, adding, he will recall Title 42. He will help us have real asylum. The Ipsos poll may understate the public's view of Biden's migration as an invasion because many respondents claimed ignorance or hid their views. For example, 36% of independents and 25% of Democrats said they don't know when asked about the invasion term. The polling firm, Ipsos, claimed the data shows how misleading information or politically charged rhetoric about immigration has taken root among a significant portion of the American public. The poll was taken as Biden's inflow approaches 3 million economic migrants. That tide of workers, consumers, and renters includes 2 million who were admitted under a variety of legal pretexts, plus roughly 1 million who sneak past the distracted border guards. The flood is likely to help suppress wages for ordinary Americans, and also drive up rents and inflation. In December, the Supreme Court will hear arguments that Biden and his deputies are willfully ignoring their obligation to detain job-seeking border crossers. The laws include 8 U.S.C. sections 1226c, 1, 1231a, 2, and 1231a, 1a, which say the Attorney General shall take into custody, shall detain, and shall remove migrants. However, the establishment media has tried to minimize coverage of the migration. For example, the Ipsos poll showed that only 48% of all respondents and 38% of Democrats understood that the number of migrant apprehensions at the southern border was higher in 2021 than ever before. The data breakout in the Ipsos poll showed that 28% of all respondents said the invasion term is completely true. That group includes 12% of Democrats, 51% of Republicans, and 24% of independents. Another 25% said the term is somewhat true. That group includes 29% of Democrats, 26% of Republicans, and 18% of independents. The GOP majority, which endorses the invasion term, includes some who know that former President Donald Trump has been using the term. We must stop the invasion at our southern border, Trump said in August to loud applause at a CPAC event in Texas. The fix, he added, is for a GOP majority to cut off funding. Republicans in Congress must make clear that on their watch not a single penny of taxpayer money will go to funding Joe Biden's open border agenda. It's a sick agenda. It's a sick agenda. Makes no sense. Next year we have to use the purse strings to send a message to every would-be illegal alien all over the world. If you break into our country illegally, you will be caught. We will detain you and we will quickly send you back to the place from which you came or put you in prison. But Trump's opinion cannot be used to explain why 40% of Democrats favor the invasion term, according to the poll results. Strangely, the poll asked respondents just one question about the pocketbook impact of Biden's mass migration. When jobs are scarce, employers should prioritize hiring people of this country over immigrants. 48% agreed, and 15% disagreed, including 23% of Democrats. Biden's two-year inflow is an economic shock equal to the number of Americans who entered the workforce during the first 9 months of 2022. The poll also showed that 71% of Republicans and 44% of independents believe the migration is a major problem. Just 31% of Democrats described it as a major problem. The Trump-created, Biden-canceled Remain in Mexico program is very popular. 57% of all respondents favoring a policy that requiring asylum seekers at the southern U.S. border to remain in Mexico until an immigration court can hear their case. Just 25% opposed the plan. Extraction migration. Wall Street is built on extraction migration. The policy extracts human material, migrants, from poor countries and uses them as workers, renters, and consumers to shift vast wealth from ordinary people to billionaires and Wall Street. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of legal and illegal migrants, plus temporary visa workers, from poor countries to serve as workers, managers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This policy of labor inflation makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using cheap stoop labor instead of productivity-boosting technology. The flood of cheap labor tilts the economy towards low-productivity jobs and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. The progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. This migration policy also minimizes shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Business-backed progressive advocates hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration is good for migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. Establishment Republicans and major GOP donors hide the wealth shift towards investors by amplifying the conservative media coverage of border chaos, welfare spending, migrant crime, and drugs. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration, but they also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This third rail opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.